Dick Morello stops his work piping a bathroom at a seasonal home in Eastham so he can talk about one of his best friends, Jack Dowman, who died a few weeks ago.
I have never had a problem with Jack. Nobody ever did. Everybody liked him. I never met anybody that didn't think he was a great guy. He was a short man, but he was a big man. You know, he was just that kind of a guy, would do anything he could to help anybody. And that's what we loved about him.
The two met about 13 years ago, after both Morello and Dowman moved to Eastham to retire, though it didn't quite work out that way. Morello soon found himself taking plumbing jobs again, while Dowman dedicated himself to public service. He filled his days with committee and volunteer work, while seeking out service organizations, including joining Morello at the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, I introduced and brought him into Kiwanis, and, you know, he was just a lovable guy. Everybody liked him. I never heard him say a bad word about anybody. He ended up becoming the treasurer of the club because his background was accounting, and it was a good fit.
Morello describes Dowman as a cut-up, always quick with a joke and always ready to laugh. But ask him about his wife, Morello says, and he was all business, telling you about the most amazing person he'd ever met.
He loved his wife. Oh, he praised his wife. Oh, my God, he couldn't say enough good about Jeanette. Oh, she's fantastic. Best thing ever happened to me. Yeah, he would tell stories about when he was courting her and gonna miss him, yeah.
Jack Dowman met Jeanette Talbot more than 50 years ago in Connecticut. She was visiting from Quebec and staying with her uncle and cousin.
I came here to learn English. I wanted to be an airline hostess.
Jeanette's cousin decided that he wanted her to date. And one of his best friends, the first one on the list, was Jack Dowman.
His friend had to take me out. We go on dates. And Jack was the first one. And he chose to go to a Yankee game instead. So I told him he paid for the rest of his life. I went the second date. I went with him, and that was it. The other ones lost. Jack was the only one after that.
They were married the following year, 1958, in Quebec.
We laughed all the time. He had the greatest smile. I had to wake him up in the morning, and I'd go there, and I'd say, Jack. And he'd break out a great big smile. And I said, you are the only person who gets awakened in the morning and smile.
Jack and Jeanette would go on to have two children, raising them in Connecticut, as Dowman worked as a financial controller at American Hardware, leading the company through several mergers. And although accounting and budgeting was his day job, Jeanette says he was always ready to help a friend or family member with their own bookkeeping and taxes. When he retired to Eastham full-time in 2000, Dowman started volunteering on the town boards. He joined coffee clubs and was active at church. But perhaps his most recognizable position was as chairman and organizer of Eastham's annual Windmill Weekend Parade, a demanding task and one he handled for 10 years. Morello says that last year, Dowman was named the parade's Grand Marshal.
He would always stand at the beginning, and everybody that came by where the parade started, he'd be there with a handshake and a wave, and, you know, I think that was his satisfaction. You know, he's seen it come to fruition. I worked on it for 6 months, now it's happening. And he felt good about it.
Paul Allery was another of Dowman's close friends and a fellow Kiwanis Club member. Allery also talks about Dowman's sense of humor, saying he was always quick with a joke and ready to laugh at whatever was funny, even at his own expense. For example, his friends never passed up an opportunity to tease Dowman about his height. He was 5'3".
We're talking about a small giant, small in stature, so short that when we, the Kiwanians, all stood up to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody would say, after a while, practiced in unison, Jack, stand up. We're going to do that. And he would laugh. He's but a giant in terms of dedication and accomplishments, successes in what he's done in life.
Jack Dowman died on April 13th at his home in Eastham. For the past few years, he suffered from memory problems, but it was congestive heart failure that finally took him. His wife Jeanette says Dowman loved Cape Cod. Although his personality was such that he filled the air around him with jokes and easy conversation, it was the calming effect of the water here that was his respite. Unfortunately, he never saw much of Cape Cod outside of Eastham, she says. He was too busy, spending his retirement volunteering and helping where he could. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran